Blur fans, not only do you have a gig to look forward to this day week, but from tomorrow at the Irish Museum of Modern Art, you have got Blur 21, the exhibition. The man behind it, the curator of same, is Dave Brolin, and he's on the phone now to tell us all about it.
Well, it's quite unique in that it's quite rare to have this number of photographs and original artworks from the very beginning of a band's career. We've got the original logo and letter set and cut out and stuck down lettering that formed the artwork for ideas for their logo, their first photo shoot, their most recent photo shoot, artwork and alternate artwork for most of the albums, certainly the first five, and every sort of significant moment in between. That's on stage in the recording studio, on the road, portrait sessions. It covers everything.
You mentioned something interesting there, Dave. You've got the artwork from the very beginning of this band, some 21 years on the go. From all of the exhibits that you have worked on over the years, has that been a problem because, you know, it's been sort of hit and miss where stuff might come from?
Yeah. It usually is. I mean, it's very rare that, and I work with a lot of designers, album cover designers, and on different projects. And usually what happens is they do the design. They do three or four versions. One gets picked, the others get thrown away, and the original gets misplaced at the record company or the printer, or someone takes it. But in this case, everything was kept together. Styler Roos, who designed the logo and the first five albums, they had all the artwork and all the alternate versions. So Park Life, for instance, which ended up as one image of a greyhound, started off as something like 16 images of a betting shop window of all the TV screens with different sports.
Fantastic.
And then the next version was, I think it was four different images, one of which was the dog. And then on the final version, there's a note saying, this is the strongest part. So they just went with that. So you get to see the whole workings and the thought process and the design process behind some, you know, iconic images. And things like their logo, if you look, I mean, it's still the logo they use now. It's been consistent right the way through, as has their involvement with all aspects of design and their image.
Blur are playing the Royal Hospital Kilmainham on Thursday week, and the exhibition is running from tomorrow until Thursday. So very limited time on this, and a must-see for Blur fans. Blur 21, the exhibition. Thank you so much. That's Dave Brolin, who has put the whole thing together, and you will see it in the Irish Museum of Modern Art. Lovely to talk to you. Thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you very much.